In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today to pray with us. To pray with us on this, each day can be considered a rather important day. We have a very special second reading from a very special saint, Saint Bridget of Sweden, today. I'm going to lead us through that shortened divine office, and perhaps we'll have time even to look at the Mass readings or pray or something, or pray rosary or something. Who knows? God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Awake, lyre and harp, with praise let us awaken the dawn. And I think it's a very nice prayer, even when things are not going well, because it helps us, even if just by an act of the will, to praise God, to help us stabilize ourselves and recognize that good times were there before and good times are possible with God's grace, even during bad times. God can change our minds and hearts. Psalm 57 is our prayer. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy, for in you my soul has taken refuge. In the shadow of your wings I take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by. I call to you, God, the Most High, to you, who have always been my help. Awake, lyre and harp, with praise let us awaken the dawn. May you send from heaven and save me, and shame those who assail me. O God, send your truth and your love. My soul lies down among lions, who would devour the sons of men. Their teeth are spears and arrows, their tongue a sharpened sword. O God, arise above the heavens. May your glory shine on earth. Awake, lyre and harp, with praise let us awaken the dawn. They laid a snare for my steps, my soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my path, but fell in it themselves. My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. I will sing your praise. Awake, lyre and harp, with praise let us awaken the dawn. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp, I will awaken the dawn. I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples. Among the nations I will praise you, for your love reaches to the heavens and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, help us know his love, his mercy, his compassion in our lives, and save us from empty fear and hopelessness. Help us know the dawn of a new age, a new time of church renewal is upon us. Let us see the fruits of our labors that we have labored for you in this time of new dawn, new life. Save all those who are studying at universities in our community and those who are looking for work and other people who are sick or in need. Awake, lyre and harp, with praise let us awaken the dawn. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. A reading from the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. The glory of the ministry of the new covenant. If the ministry of death, carved in writing on stone, was inaugurated with such glory that the Israelites could not look on Moses' face because of the glory that shone on it, even though it was a fading glory, oh, how much greater will be the ministry, the glory how much greater will be the glory of the ministry of the Spirit. If the ministry of the covenant that condemned had glory, greater by far is the glory of the ministry that justifies. Indeed, when you compare that limited glory with this surpassing glory, the former should be declared no glory at all. If what was destined to fall pass away was given in glory, greater by far is the glory that endures. Our hope being such, we act with full confidence. We are not like Moses, who used to hide his face with a veil, so that the Israelites could not see the final fading of that glory. Their minds, of course, were dulled. To this very day, when the old covenant is read, the veil remains unlifted. It is only in Christ that it is taken away. Even now, when Moses is read, a veil covers their understanding. But whenever he turns to the Lord, the veil will be removed. The Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. All of us, gazing on the Lord's glory with unveiled faces, are being transformed from glory to glory into His very image by the Lord who is the Spirit. Because we possess this ministry through God's mercy, we do not give in to discouragement. Rather, we repudiate shameful, underhanded practices. We do not resort to trickery or falsify the word of God. We proclaim the truth openly and commend ourselves to every man's conscience before God. If our gospel can be called veiled in any sense, it is such only for those who are headed toward destruction. Their unbelieving minds have been blinded by the God of the present age, so that they do not see the splendor of the gospel, showing forth the glory of Christ, the image of God. Responsory prayer. With our faces unveiled, all of us reflecting as in a mirror the glory of God, are being transformed from splendor to splendor. We worship in the Spirit of God and we glory in Christ Jesus. All of us reflecting as in a mirror the glory of God are being transformed from splendor to splendor. Second reading from the prayers attributed to St. Bridget of Sweden. Oration 2. A prayer to Christ our Savior. Blessed are you, my Lord Jesus Christ. You foretold your death, and at the Last Supper you marvelously consecrated bread, which became your precious body. And then you gave it to your apostles out of love, as a memorial of your most holy passion. By washing their feet with your holy hands, you gave them a supreme example of your deep humility. Honor be to you, my Lord Jesus Christ. Fearing your passion and death, you poured forth blood from your innocent body like sweat, till you accomplished our redemption as you desired, and gave us the clearest proof of your love for all men. Blessed may you be, my Lord Jesus Christ, after you had been led to Caiaphas, you, the judge of all men, humbly allowed yourself to be handed over to the judgment of Pilate. Glory be to you, my Lord Jesus Christ, for the mockery you endured when you stood clothed in purple and wearing a sharp crown of thorns. But uttermost endurance you allowed vicious men to spit upon your glorious face, blindfold you and beat your cheek and neck with cruelest blows. Praise be to you, my Lord Jesus Christ, for with the greatest patience you allowed yourself like an innocent lamb to be bound to a pillar and mercilessly scourged, and then to be brought covered with blood before the judgment seat of Pilate to be gazed upon by all. Honor be to you, my Lord Jesus Christ. For after your glorious body was covered with blood, you were condemned to death on the cross. You endured the pain of carrying the cross on your sacred shoulders, and you were led with curses to the place where you were to suffer. Then, stripped of your garments, you allowed yourself to be nailed to the wood of the cross. Everlasting honor be to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You allowed your most holy mother to suffer so much, even though she had never sinned nor ever consented to the smallest sin. Humbly, you looked down upon her with your gentle, loving eyes. To comfort her, you entrusted her to the faithful care of your disciple. Eternal blessing be yours, my Lord Jesus Christ, because in your last agony you held out to all sinners the hope of pardon, when in your mercy you promised the glory of paradise to the penitent thief. Eternal praise be to you, my Lord Jesus Christ, for the time you endured on the cross, the sharpest torments and sufferings for us sinners. The sharp pain of your wounds fiercely penetrated even to your blessed soul and cruelly pierced your most sacred heart. Till finally you sent forth your spirit in peace, bowed your head, and humbly commended yourself into the hands of God your Father, and your whole body remained cold in death. Blessed may you be, my Lord Jesus Christ. You redeemed our souls with your precious blood and your most holy death, and in your mercy you led them from exile back to eternal life. Blessed may you be, my Lord Jesus Christ. For our salvation you allowed your side and heart to be pierced with a lance, and from that side water and your precious blood flowed out abundantly for our redemption. Glory be to you, my Lord Jesus Christ. You allowed your blessed body to be taken down from the cross by your friends and laid in the arms of your most sorrowing mother, and you let her wrap your body in a shroud and buried in a tomb to be guarded by soldiers. Unending glory, unending honor be to you, my Lord Jesus Christ. On the third day you rose from the dead and appeared to those you had chosen. And after 40 days you ascended into heaven before the eyes of man witnesses. And there in heaven you gathered together in glory those you love, whom you had freed from hell. Rejoicing in eternal praise be to you, my Lord Jesus Christ, who sent the Holy Spirit into the hearts of your disciples and increased the boundless love of God in their spirits. Blessed are you and praiseworthy and glorious forever, my Lord Jesus Christ. You sit upon your throne in your kingdom of heaven, in the glory of your divinity, living in the most holy body you took from a virgin's flesh. So you will appear on that last day to judge the souls of all the living and the dead, you who live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen. Responsory prayer is taken from the Book of Revelation and Ephesians, letter to the Ephesians. Christ loved us and poured out his blood to free us from our sins. He has made us a kingdom of priests. Live then in love, even as Christ loved us and gave himself up for our sins. He has made us a kingdom of priests. O God, who guided St. Bridget of Sweden along different paths of life, and wondrously taught her the wisdom of the cross as she contemplated the passion of your Son, grant us, we pray, that walking worthily in our vocation, we may seek you in all things through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. So like I said, we have some extra time here. We'll just pray a decade of the Rosary and maybe one of those Orthodox prayers from the Liturgy of the Hours. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Queen of the heavenly host, defender of our souls, we, thy servants, offer to thee songs of victory and thanksgiving. For thou, O Mother of God, hast delivered us from terrors. But as thou hast invincible power, free us from conflicts of all kinds, that we may rejoice to thee. Rejoice, unwedded bride. Having mystically received knowledge of the divine order, the bodiless one flew with haste and stopped at the house of Joseph and said to the Virgin, Lo, he who bowed the heavens by his descent is contained wholly and unchanged in thee, and as I beheld him in thy womb, taking the form of a servant, I marvel and cry to thee, Rejoice, unwedded bride. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and may God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, we're doing okay. Everything's gonna be okay. I have to keep telling myself that, no matter how it looks, everything's gonna be okay.